The heavens are telling the glory of God.
May our worship reflect God's glory. The firmament proclaims God's handiwork.
May we see each other as the handiwork of God.
Let our prayer and praise, our singing and proclamation project the love of God.
We commune with Christians around the world, with Christians throughout time, with Christians across geography and across time. Let us worship.
Psalm 19. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard, yet their message has gone out throughout the earth and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. And the laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a study by University College in London which said something like 30% of British people have quite enjoyed lockdown. Well, I don't think I'm one of them. To be quite honest, I'm not sure that I've dealt with lockdown particularly well. I've got a sense it should have been a bit more restful, but the fact that it hasn't, I'm sure, is entirely down to me. But what have I learned? Well, I've been really impacted by watching the reaction of people during the lockdown. I've seen some wonderful examples of people going out of their way to be kind to one another. But I've also seen one or two disappointing examples of awkward and challenging behaviour as well. So I guess lockdown has reminded me that, you know, when we're under pressure, any of us can see our character change in an instant. The selfish side of our character can come out if we feel threatened or if we have a sense of injustice. And I think we saw some of that right back at the beginning with the panic buying, and we're still seeing it with social distancing issues that we're experiencing and reading about. But I've also been reminded that, you know, in the same way, with the same suddenness, we can demonstrate friendship and kindness and generosity, even love, for people we've never even met before. And I've seen some of that, and it's wonderful. You know, we've seen it with the community volunteers at the hub, and we've seen it with our neighbours, and you see it in the street. As for myself, well, I guess I've always thought of myself as someone who needs my own space, which I think I am. But lockdown has reminded me just how much I need to be around other people. Lots of my work recently has been with young people, and I've really missed the sort of energy and fun that goes along with that. But perhaps the thing that surprised me most about myself is the way lockdown has undermined what I call my rhythm of life. You know, I didn't even know I had a rhythm until lockdown. But there's something quite spiritual in this for me, probably because I haven't been going out to work, or at least not working in the same way. I found it really difficult to establish and maintain the sort of routine, and that includes things like Bible study and prayer and reading, which have always been a really big part of my life. And I suppose I've learned just how important that rhythm is to me, and I've had to work quite hard during lockdown to kind of reshape it for the duration. So I guess that's me, really. I'm really looking forward to when we can all be back together in the same room safely and comfortably. I'm sure that will come soon. But in the meantime, take care and stay safe. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Greetings from the Algarve. Sometimes things happen which reveal whether we trust God to take care of us, whether we believe in his protection. As a single parent, this happened to me. Things were tough, but God helped me through and helped me to trust him. Now I have to trust him in unusual circumstances again. I say unusual because I would have laughed out loud if someone had told me I would be living in Portugal at this time, especially with COVID-19 challenges. My usual medication is unavailable here, but God clearly made a way for me, for which I'm thankful for. And last week or so, there was a big fire about 12 kilometres away from us. So I packed my bag in case we needed to leave. But I felt a real peace God gave me. But the next day I was unsettled, and I have to admit I battled with fear and needed to claim God's Bible promises for peace to return. I've been very blessed to be able to paint this time, the last few months, with the challenges of the coronavirus, and I'm thankful for that. But I realise I still have a long way to go spiritually. We never arrive. We'll always have tests. But that's okay. We just keep looking to God and his word and trusting in his promises that wherever we are and whatever we're doing, he will never leave us or forsake us. And we thank God for leading us, Malcolm and I, and trust he will help us to follow him in the days ahead. Thanks.
Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 to 8. Then I heard again what sounded like the shout of a vast crowd, or the roar of mighty ocean waves, or the crash of loud thunder. Praise the Lord, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and let us give honour to him. For the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. She has been given the finest of pure white linen to wear, for the fine linen represents the good deeds of God's holy people.
You are the bride of Christ, Christ's bride, the love of his life, love to death, in fact, and the apple of his eye, the one who gave everything in exchange for you. John chapter 14, the disciples were getting worried. He wasn't the king they were expecting. So he comforts them with these words, the words of the first century marriage proposal. There's no mistaking. In our day, he'd have been down on one knee and speaking at us, gazing into our eyes. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I'm going away to prepare a place so that we might be together forever. So grooms in those days went back to the bride-to-be's house to promise, I'm going back to dad's place to fix something for you because I want to be with you forever. I want you to be where I am. Where the bride is giddy with excitement and her love skips back to dad's place to get things ready. And it takes an age and the first century Palestinian bride begins to wonder, am I the beloved? Am I the bride? Why such a wait? Why can't I be where he is now? But she is not left. She is the bride. She is the honoured one. She is the reason for the marriage, the preparations and the celebrations. She is the reason for the joy and the hope and the purpose and the love. After all, she is the bride. When will he come? She doesn't know. So she lives ready, keeping herself for only him, her love, ready to go and keep living in between times, in the waiting. But her heart is already with him, waiting and longing and praying that the bride and groom might be together forever. When the work was done, when the time was ripe, the party will begin. The marriage of the Lamb to his bride, the one he loved to death and smashed death to a million pieces, showing his love to be the greatest thing in the universe. And they will be together forever in splendor and glory, for their love will last and never come to an end.
God. Great and wonderful, almighty and all-powerful.
In grateful praise, we bring you our worship.
We praise you that you are greater, that our minds can grasp, higher than our highest thoughts, beyond expression in words.
In grateful praise, we bring you our worship.
We praise you that you are the source of all that is and has been. That you are at work in our world and in our lives, always seeking to fulfil your purposes, never resting until your will is accomplished.
In grateful praise, we bring you our worship.
We praise you that you came to our world in Christ, and that through him you come to us again, revealing your love, renewing our faith, showing your mercy, giving us life.
In grateful praise, we bring you our worship.
Forgive us that we have not appreciated all you have done. We have not kept our first sense of wonder at your greatness. We have not given you the praise that is rightfully yours. We have presumed to limit you to our own expectations. We have been close to your Holy Spirit's prompting. We have kept Christ at arm's length when his challenge has disturbed us. Yet you have shown mercy to us, constantly reaching out to cleanse and renew.
In grateful praise, we bring you our worship.
Come to us now as we worship you, and through your loving mercy, give us guidance for the days ahead. Help us to grow stronger in faith, more committed in discipleship, more faithful in the service of Christ, until that day when he is all and in all.
In grateful praise, we bring you our worship, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let's share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen.